The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
McDonald's just collabed with Kendall Jenner's ex-boyfriend. Which one? Otto's going to give us the deets and food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show inside the Kohl's studio. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
Surgeon General is now warning that endless scrolling, texting, and use of video games among kids and adults has become a public health concern. Wow. Now, particularly when it comes to teenagers, they're averaging 8 hours a day
Dang.
Of screen time, and this is a big no-no.
It's got to be bad for your eyes at this point,
Well, they're
too.
Attributing this to as dangerous as cigarette smoking because of the education problem we have now. Kids aren't reading anymore. There's a direct correlation with not reading and just screen time and test scores being lower than they've ever been in our history.
I'm sure it has an effect on your attention span also.
Oh, attention span, learning, like part of your brain doesn't even develop if you don't read.
Interesting, because if we're comparing it to like the side effects of like cigarettes or nicotine or something like that, the tobacco industry and the cigarette companies, they had a 40-year head start where they got to do whatever they want. So I'm wondering where, that. You know, 10 years from now, are we all going to be like unlimited phone time, limited scrolling time?
I wonder though.
Where's it going to go?
Maybe not, because you can still smoke, but we all at least have the
warnings
now.
Yeah.
So I think now is the time that we pull these away from our kids, like now, and really start to limit ourselves as well. That was a good analogy.
I mean, because think about it, you're right. Like back in the day, people smoked on planes, they smoked in the
hospital.
When they
were pregnant.
Yes.
All right. What do we have for food news? DJ Automatic.
Superstar NBA player Devin Booker is collabing with McDonald's. So there's this turquoise McDonald's in Sedona, and it's the only McDonald's in the world that's not red and yellow. And they're doing his new shoe after that McDonald's in Sedona, Arizona. It's going to be available June 2nd to the entire public. But you can win them on the McDonald's app if you are a member or friends and family.
Well, I'm going to have to do that because I want these shoes. That is amazing. I have seen photos of this Mickey D's in Sedona. It really is that Native American brilliant turquoise blue, green. It's
and the
gorgeous.
Shoes are beautiful too. And the last time McDonald's did a shoe collab and people got them, those were worth thousands of dollars on the resale market. So we'll see what happens with
you
these books.
You think he's going to give Kendall a pair?
No, he doesn't have anything to do with her anymore.
He asked her to come rub his ankle.
To tell you the truth, it offends me that you always bring her up when you're talking about Devin Booker.
Well, we got to figure out which ex we're talking about here. Don't be upset.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Man, this time of year, everybody's going to the kids' baseball tournaments and soccer tournaments, and including Cardi B. She showed up at her and Offset son's baseball game and threw out the first pitch. Listen.
Cardi B! Cardi B!
That's weird.
Yes, yes,
bro! I'm telling you, she's there for her son.
She was there for her son, but she cannot throw.
Yeah, I've never seen a Dominican throw a baseball that bad. That's the first.
Off the wrong foot.
That was crazy, dude.
Wave got all of his athletic skills from dad, who is a great athlete, by the way. He really is. But he has been noticeably absent in the kids' lives. Here's somebody else, Shakira. You know, she has two sons with, Gerard Piquet? He used to be I think that's his name.
Former professional football player.
One of the moms whose child either plays with Shakira's sons or is at the field all the time took video and it went viral because she's like, I see Shakira all the time. Couldn't tell you who the dads of the kids are, which means he's not showing up. Where are the dads? What's going
on? I'll say this. My dad was at all my games.
That part.
Yep.
DJ Automatic.
He was our biggest fan. He always went to our games. He always tried to help me get better.
Because he was a good dad.
And also, I want to say that in relation to Cardi B's situation, Offset did just get shot. So
true.
In the butt.
And it probably might not be the best idea for those two to be together in front of other people because they have a pretty tumultuous relationship.
You think Cardi, as shy and reserved as she is she really going to cause drama at the kids' game?
Yeah, I think so too. But like, what good American person never had a little fallout at Little League Field?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's on brand. I mean, I saw a lot of fights at the Little League Field.
I think it's worth, or is it? Okay, you guys got to tell me because I didn't grow up with a dad present. Otto, you did. Anthony, your dad was a big part of your life as well. Is it better for Dad to show up and maybe there be a little disagreement? Or is it better for Pops to stay away and just let Mom experience that so there's no drama on the field?
I think it's better for Dad to show up 100% of the time because the kid remembers it.
If he's sober.
Hey, we didn't. That wasn't part of the speculations here, okay?
That's part of my reality, so.
Oh, my goodness. We'll be right back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What's the best piece of advice you were ever given? 877-730-DCS1. Congratulations to the class of 2026.
Yeah.
You're getting advice left and right, right? Everybody's telling you what to do, what to do. I feel like Denzel Washington gave one of the most important commencement speeches of all time because of something in particular he said that I think everyone hears from a parent especially.
I'm sure people have told you to make sure you have something to fall back on, but I never understood that concept. If I'm going to fall, I want to fall forward. Figure at least this way I'll see what I'm going to hit. Reggie Jackson struck out 2,600 times in his career, the most in the history of baseball. But you don't hear about the strikeouts. People remember the home runs. Fall forward. Mm. Thomas Edison conducted 1,000 failed experiments. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Because the 1,001st was the light bulb. Fall forward. You will fail at some point in your life. Accept it. You will lose. You will embarrass yourself. You will suck at something. There's no doubt about it. Embrace it because it's inevitable. If you don't fail, you're not even trying.
Amen.
My wife told me this great expression. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did.
You've got to conquer your fears. That's the hardest thing to do. Being comfortable for me is the most uncomfortable thing. And I remember my Uncle Frankie, he gave me the best piece of advice. And it may sound simple, but he said, read your entire life, read every day, read every single day, because nobody can take away what you put in your mind. And I didn't understand that at the time. You have to understand, we were like in a small town, in a small home with humble surroundings. But he understood the power of that. I did not at the time.
The power of an education.
The power of education, not an education, because I don't have a formal education. But by reading, I learn something new every day. I'm open to different views. I'm open to changing my mind. If I wasn't an avid reader, if I didn't self-educate, I couldn't do this job.
That's a sound advice, too, because, yeah, knowledge is power, right?
Absolutely. As the cliche says.
I'm kind of picking up the energy right now that deep down inside, you want to do a commencement speech.
No.
That's what I'm kind of feeling right now.
I would love to do a commencement speech.
Deep down, we need to get, you know what, get you like at a fifth grade graduation or something.
That's funny, fifth grade. That's about all I can handle. Katie, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What's the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Hey, guys. So the best piece of advice that I've been given and that I can give anyone would be the let them theory. So the let them theory is just let them do them and you do you. Whatever it is in life, you have to let people do them. So just let them.
Let them. Also, I don't know if this is part of that, but immediately I thought, because you said let them and you do you, you don't have to be part of the herd either.
Oh.
You can do your own thing. You don't have to follow what everyone else is doing. It's okay. Let them while you do you.
I remember my dad told me, he said, life doesn't show up at your door. You have to go make a life that you want to live because no one's going to do it for you. No one's going to create that life that you want to live besides you. And I really took that literally because I created a life around DJing. I didn't listen to him. He was like, I can't believe you're doing this.
He was afraid, though, Otto. He was the parent Denzel Washington was talking about. Have something to fall back on. He was fearful for you.
But at
you.
The same time, I watched him be an entrepreneur. I watched him take chances on himself, and yet he didn't want me to do it because he was scared for me. But I understand as a parent now. But at the same time, I'm glad I had the gall to go do it.
Blake, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What's the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
It's actually a prayer. It states, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I was listening to what the previous person was saying, and it kind of falls along the lines of that. You can't control what other people do. You can't choose what they think, but you can choose how you react to things.
That's
and how
right.
you do. I'm 18 years old. I learned this 2 years ago, and I put it to my life about a year ago. it really helped me with my school. You know, it helped me get through life. I was a heavy drug user. It helped me realize what was good in my life, and it really, really benefited me. And now I'm a year sober.
Wow.
So, oh, there we go.
Congratulations. All through the power of one prayer. You don't even have to be a person of faith to hear that and understand the meaning inside of it. Congratulations again to the class of 2026. Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.